changed, and we've seen it through the crisis, is the perceptions of the euro remaining intact or not, that immediately impacts on deposits, right? Think about depositors in Greece at the peak of the Greek crisis. What were they doing? They thought cash in hand is a lot safer than money in the Greek banks. Think of what might happen in Italy if Italians are thinking like that. Think of the pressures on the governing council if they're faced with supplying emergency liquidity, well, non-objection basically. This is a process, right, that works for ELA. The governing council has to give its non-objection, right? It shouldn't be seen as interfering with the monetary policy objectives or violating the monetary financing prohibition. What would happen, though? I think if there is a massive bank run in Italy, I think that would be the biggest test ever of the governing council, the ECB, providing liquidity assistance. Because I think that there's the question of how you interpret, completely technocratically, the political statement that some politicians are making, saying we're going to leave the euro. What does that mean for risks? Right, of the individual national central banks. You start looking at the target imbalances, right? It means that if Jens Weidemann says, I'm not objective, it means that he's got 40% of that risk of all that ELA that goes to Italian banks. It's on his books, right? If they default, he's calling to the German parliament to account for why he agreed to this. So it's not real, right? And even the Cyprus central bank governor, you know, Cyprus could lose a few €100 million if Italy were to leave, right? The euro. So what happens? It's a very serious one. And that actually relates to the point I made, Europeanization of ELA. At the minute, we have something, a system in which there's no clear accountability. Who is sort of accountable for the ELA, right? And Europeanizing it, at least, would mean that we relieve the pressure from the national central banks. But whether it will happen or not, I'm very, very doubtful. Crisis in Cyprus, right? Limassol, I'm from Limassol, by the way. People in Limassol know very well what is happening, right? They can see it. And they can see that, for example, the golden passport sales, which has been a big winner for certain people in Cyprus, and the same law firms helped get the Russian money in the first place. They can see it very clearly. It's got an impact on rents, it's got an impact on living standards, and they can finally see that this is not a sustainable business, right? But for a long time, and in fact, I'd like to take some credit for that because this discussion started after the publication of my book and lots of interviews that I gave, right? So at least it became a matter for discussion. Do you understand the risks for that? And political risks, not just economic risks. But there are big economic risks. There are new bubbles being forming in real estate with the big towers in Limassol, associated with the passports and all the rest of it. Now, on the politics of the Cyprus solution, I'm at a loss. But what I can see is that, again, there is politics not to do with Cyprus, but politics to do with Russia and the United States. And the extent of the Cyprus government is torn between East and West. And there's no, I have no doubt that I think the Russian government doesn't want a solution to Cyprus. Right? That's my understanding of it. They don't, because they have a big grip on the southern part. The minute that we'll have a Turkish Cypriot president, I'm not sure that it will work very well. Right? So they know that the part that is the Greek Cypriot part, you know, essentially they call the shots. That's what it is. Now, Commerzbank disappearing. The structure of the banking, of course, in Europe is important. I don't think it would be disastrous, but it's worrying from the point of view of political power, also having an enormous, gigantic bank. It was already very big, right? The Deutsche Bank. So with merging with Commerzbank, and I'm not entirely sure they're going to solve the problems. You've got two problem banks, you put them together, you create an even bigger problem. So I'm not sure you solve anything by that, but, you know, Jewish thing.